We're learning the sugya of kshiras hatfilin, based on a beautiful tshuva in the Sefer Horus Nasan, Chelek Arachayim, Simon Aleph, in his 15th and last volume of his tshuvas. In Meseches Menachos, on Lamed Hei Amud Beis, it says that tefillin meimasa mevarech aleihem, from when do you make the bracha on tefillin? Answers the Gemara, Mishas Hanachasim, from after you do the placing of the tefillin, you make the bracha. Ini, is that so? From Rabbi Yehuda Amr Shmuel, Kol Mitzvah Bracha Lehem Ol Relasi Yasa. You have to make the bracha before you do the mitzvah, not after. How do you make it Mishas Hanachasim? It has to be before. Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Avraba Damri Tarvayu. So the Abai and Rabbi both answer, Mishas Hanachasim and Shas Kshiro. You make the bracha of Ol Relasi Yasa before the Kshiro, from the time of Hanacha, and from the time of the placing until the time of the tying. Tosis writes that Mikan Medaktik Rabbeinu Eliyahu Shetzarach Adam Lukshar Tfilin B'chol Yom. From here, Rabbeinu Eliyahu was Medaktik, that you have to tie the Tfilin every single day. So Rabbeinu Eliyahu, as a Shita Mechudesh, is here, that you have to not just tie the Tfilin, meaning tighten the Tfilin, which is the way many people understand the Gemara, but here when it says Kshira, it means mamish to make the knot. Ben Eliyahu says you have to make a new knot, and that's what it means in the Gemara when it says Mishas Hanacha, from the time of the placing until the time of the making of the knot. So first you place it, then you make the knot, and that's the Seder. And when you make the bracha, in between the placing and the making of the knot. But every day you have to make a new knot on your tefillin. Sefer Zeruch as tefillin, Simon Tav Kufayin Tes, explains, Mikani Midaktek Rabbein Eliyahu mi Paris. Shetzarach Adam Likshar Tfilin B'chol Yom. Dilavach Imai Shiyuri Yovilo Anabai Barova. Halloween Korshin El Pamachas B'shas Asiyasan. Elish Mamina Shetzarach Latir B'chol Yom Ulakashro. He says that you have to, he's medactic, you have to tie the tefillin every day. Because if you're not tying the tefillin, then what's the Shir of Abai and Rava? You only make one knot one time. So what's the Shir? So it must be that when they said from Shas Anacha to Shas Kshira, it means that every day you're making new Kshira. With pashtus, it would seem. But according to Rabbeinu Eliyahu, the gears in the Gemara is Mishas Kshira and Shas Hanacha. Tosfos writes, there are Svarim that have this girsa from the time of Kshira until the time of Hanacha, and the goddess Mordechai in Chulin, Dav Tesa and Aleph, also brings this girsa, because Bipshuto would appear that the Kshira precedes the Hanacha. Because Bipshuto would appear that the kshira precedes the hanacha, therefore the correct girsa would be mishas kshira ad shas hanacha, because according to Rabbein Eliyahu, kshira is making the kesher. So it seems that you can only make the kesher before the hanacha. It's hard to make the kesher after you already did the hanacha. So in pashtus, then first you're making the new knot, and then you're doing the hanacha. The Mordechai hanachas ktanas luchas. Halach Tana Tzilchus Tefillin, Tav Yud Beis Amit Aleph in Tfus Vilna, writes, V'od, Tzarech Likshar B'chol Yom, Havalei L'memer Mishas Kshira V'ad Shas Hanacha. Shal Rosh L'kol HaPachos Yevshar L'Niach Ad Sheyikshar. And furthermore, he says, if you have to make a knot every day, it should have said, from Shas Kshira until Shas Hanacha, because Shal Rosh, you can't do the Hanacha unless you first do the Kshira. And what he means is that Bishel Yad, you can say that you can do the Kshira after the Hanacha, that you can make the knot after you already put it on your arm. But Bishel Rosh, you can make the knot just in the Metzias, physically, you can make the knot after you put it on your head. Therefore he says, according to our Girsa of Mishas Hanacha Shas Kshira, this doesn't work for the Shal Rosh, because how do you do the Hanacha? How do you do the Kshira after you're ready to do the Hanacha? Only in the Shal Yad that works, not in the Shal Rosh. But like we said, Bapashtis, Rabbeinu Eliyahu's gear says that first you're doing the Kshira and then you're doing the Hanacha, Mishas Kshira, Chas Hanacha, not Mishas Hanacha, Chas Kshira. In Rabbeinu Mordechai Benet, in his Bir on the Mordechai, brings from the Sefer Madani HaMelech that in the Shal Yad also, hanacha can't be before the kshira, because then it's not called hanacha. It's not called hanacha because it's not royal mitzvah so until after the kshira. So what sort of hanacha is it if you haven't done the kshira yet? V'lachein la'olam mikri kshira kodim hanacha mamish v'man desfira lai detzarech liksha b'chol yom. And therefore, the kshira has to be before the hanacha, according to those who hold that you have to do the kshira every day. And therefore, first you do the kshira, and then you do the hanacha. If you're doing the hanacha before the kshira, what sort of hanacha is it? If there's not a kshira first, not royal mitzvasa. However, it would appear, it's not so pashit, that according to Rabbeinu Eliyahu, the ikar mitzvah is that you should do the kshira after it's already on your arm and on your head. Because the pasuk says uksharitem osam laos ayetchem, and this uksharitem according to Rabbeinu Eliyahu means tying the knot, and the pasuk says do the kesher al yetchem while it's on your arm and while it's on your head. So when it's already on, you do the hanacha, then you do the kshira. So we're turning it around now. We're saying that Rabbeinu Eliyahu could really hold first you do the hanacha, place it on your arm and head, and then you do the kshira, as the pasuk says, first ukshartim. Ukshartim los ayetchem. While it's ayetchem, while it's on your arm, you should do the kshira. So first the hanacha, and then the kshira. Aye, what about the mordechi, which says that b'shel rosh is just physically impassable? So the answer is that according to Rabbeinu Eliyahu, that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to do the kshira while it's on your head. And not b'derech chiduk, not just tightening it on your head, like we would understand. Mamish making a knot, and you can do it. Just get used to it. Once you get used to making the knot when it's already on your head, you can make the knot when it's already on your head. Not only that, but you can already have the knot. It's just a little bit loose. And then you tighten it, and that's called making a knot. And that's the mitzvah. And by tightening the knot, as you should, you do the mitzvah of kshira. And that the Rav Mordechai Bennett writes, in the Sefer Ma'adonai HaMelech, that it's not called Hanacha because it's not royal mitzvah until after the Kshira. So you're right, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin if you put it on without a Kesher. However, here we're talking about the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says Mishas Hanacha Chas Kshira. What does it mean Mishas Hanacha Chas Kshira? First you have to do the Hanacha, put the tefillin on your body, and there you should make the knot. So in you're not Mekayim the mitzvah till after the making of the knot, but the lashon of the Gemara is hanacha and then kshira. So as long as the mitzias there's hanacha, that's enough, and then you do the kshira. So therefore, according to this, the correct years according to Rabbeinu Eliyahu is taka mishas hanacha chas kshira, not like we said, because kshira is la'achar hanacha, as the pasuk says, ukshartam lo sayetchem. You have to make the os, you have to tie it while it's on your yad. And according to Rabbeinu Eliyahu, the kshira is not tightening, kshira mamish. Nor for the Asiyas HaKesher has to be while it's on your arm. Now, from the Mordechi Nuchas Ketanus, it comes out that according to Rabbeinu Eliyahu, that you need kshira every day, and the Shel Rosh as well. And so writes Tosfos, so is the Mashmos of Tosfos in our Sugya, because they say it's Mistabra, not like Rabbeinu Eliyahu, but like Rabbeinu Tam in the Tefillin Shel Rosh, and like Rabbeinu Eliyahu in the Tefillin Shel Yad. Meaning that only in Tefillin Shel Yad you have to make the you have to do the knot every day, but not Tefillin Shel Rosh. So you see, the Rabbeinu Eliyahu himself holds that Tefillin Shel Rosh you have to make the knot every day. And so it's Lahedya Rabbeinu Yerucham Nesiv Yotes Chelakay, that according to Rabbeinu Eliyahu, you have to make the knot every day, both in Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh. However, it would seem that it's not so pashut, because they were only machriach like this in the sheet of Rabbeinu Eliyahu, according to the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, who hold in the Sugya in Menachas that it says that only if you didn't speak you make one bracha on the tefillin, you make al haniach, and if you spoke you make a second bracha. Lo sach mevarach achas sach mevarach shtayim. If he didn't talk, you make one bracha. And if he did talk, you make two brachas. So what does Rabbeinu Tam and his group hold? That means that if you didn't talk, then you make on the shel yad, al haniach. And on the shel rosh, al mitzvahs, that's what it means, lo sach, mevarech achas. Meaning, you make one on each. Lo sach, you make on the shel yad, al haniach. And on the shel rosh, al mitzvahs. And then sach, mevarech shtayim, that means on the shel rosh, you're going to make two, l'haniach and al mitzvahs. So that's the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. And when it says lo sach mevarach achas, it means lo sach, you make one brach on the shel yad and one brach on the shel rosh. And sach mevarach shtayim, if you did speak in between the shel yad and the shel rosh, then you make two brachas on the shel rosh, gam l'haniach and gam al mitzvahs. And since he holds that you always make on the shel rosh, even if you didn't speak in between the shel yad and the shel rosh, so according to him, you have to explain that that it says in the Gemara that you make a bracha on the tefillin mishas hanachah v'shas kshira. So it's referring to the tefillin shel rosh, because according to Rabbeinu Tam and his group, you make a bracha on the shel rosh as well. And since according to Rabbeinu Leo, you have to make the kshira mamish, you have to mamish make a knot, not just put it in place, not just tighten it where it is. You have to mamish make a nat kipshuto. So mele, the term emerges that according to Rabbeinu Leo, you need kshira b'chol yom in the shel rosh as well, because you're making the bracha on the shel rosh. Because it says ad shas kshira, and kshira is done in both the shel yad and the shel and the shel rosh. Because it says you make a bracha mishas hanacha b'ad shas kshira, since the bracha is in the shel rosh as well. Therefore, the kshira is also on the shel rosh as well. However, according to Rashi and the other Rishonim who hold that b'stama you only make a bracha on the shel yad, meaning lo sach mevarach achas, meaning you just make a bracha on the shel yad laniach, but sach then mevarach shtayim, then you go ahead and you make a bracha on the shel rosh as well. So that it says mevarach al tefillin mishas hanachah v'shas kshira is only referring to the bracha on the shel yad, because lechatchila you're only supposed to make a bracha on the shel yad. And Mimela, that the Rabbeinu Leo says they need Kshira B'chol Yom, is not referring to the Shel Rosh, is only referring to the Shel Yad, because this bracha is talking about the bracha on the Shel Yad. So according to this, that the Girsan Rabbeinu Leo would be Mishas Hanach Hachas Kshira. Because since we're talking about the Shel Yad, and the Shel Yad, it's Shayach that you should first place it and then tie it. So he's referring to the shel yad, and the Morchi only asked Rabbeinu Elio on the shel rosh. He said you can't do the hanacha and then the kshira, but in the shel yad, Rabbi Mordechai doesn't have a problem that while it's on your yad, you can do the kshira. And we're saying that according to Rabbeinu Elio, you only need the kshira in the shel yad, because Mar is talking about, according to Rashi anyway, making a bracha lechatchila. Lechatchila, when you're making a bracha only on the shel yad, and therefore when the Gemara says that you make the bracha from hanacha until kshira, it's only talking about the shel yad. And memela, there's no new kshira on the shel rosh. So when do you have to make a new knot every day according to Rabbeinu Elio? Just on the shel yad, not on the shel rosh, because the Gemara is talking about making a bracha from shas hanacha shas kshira. Rabbeinu Elio understands the kshira is making a knot, and you're only making the bracha on the shel yad lechatchila. So therefore, when it says make a bracha mishas hanachah v'shas kshira, it's talking about only the shel yad, and therefore the kshira is only of the shel yad. And according to this, we could be miyashev akasha and shita Rabbeinu Elio, because in the Tshuvas Ma'arit he asks, why do you make laniach tefillin? You don't make a bracha lichshur tefillin, or on kshiras tefillin like the pasuk says kshartim losa yidecha, or kshartim losa yedchem. And for the Ma'arit, according to Rabbeinu Tam, who holds that there's not a mitzvah to make a kesher on the tefillin every day, so that it says ukshartam is referring just making it the first time, making the knot the first time. So therefore, we make a lahaniach lafuke, that you're not supposed to do the kshira now; you just do the hanacha. And when it says in the Gemara Kshira, it means tightening, but not making a knot. That's why you don't make a bracha. Likshira tefillin, Kshira tefillin, to show you that you're not making a knot every day, you're just tightening it. So you say, Allah Haniach. But according to Rabbeinu Eliyahu, it's Shver. When you make a Kshira tefillin, you are talking making a knot every day. That's the Ikra Mitzvasa. And yet in the Gemara it says you make a bracha laniach. So based on what we said, it's very good. Because Rabbeinu Eliyahu holds that the bracha of laniach is also going in the Shel Rosh. Remember, according to Rashi, Udi Yimei, laniach goes on both. You make one bracha, just on the Shel Yad laniach. And that also covers the Shel Rosh. And the Shel Rosh, there's no mitzvah of kshira. There's only a mitzvah of havanacha. So you're making a bracha just in the Shel Yad. Shel Yad taka is a mitzvah of kshira. But this bracha on the Shel Yad also refers, is also covering the bracha on the Shel Rosh. And the Shel Rosh, there is no kshira, there's only kshira in the Shel Yad. So you can't make a likshura set tefillin. Because that the bracha is also referring to the Shel Rosh. And the Shel Rosh, there is no mitzvah of kshira. So mele, when you make a lahaniach tefillin, that covers both. It's gevaldik now. How Rabbeinu Eliyahu explains, answers the kasha of the Ma'arit. Why do you make a likshura set tefillin? Because you're talking about making a kshira tefillin on the Shel Rosh, and the bracha on the Shel Yad refers to the Shel Rosh as well. The opinion of the Rambam also appears that Mitzvah Kshira is only in the Shel Yad, not in the Shel Rosh. This Mitzvah of Kshira, which is only according to Rabbi Eliyahu, it's making the knot. The Rambam is tightening. So that's only in the Shel Yad, not in the Shel Rosh. Because what is the Rambam's Lashon? Arba Parashia Se'ilu, etc. Nikraim Tefillin, Umeinichin Osan Ala Rosh. The Koshin Osan Ala Yad. And the Rosh is Hanacha, and the Kshira is in the Yad. So he holds only a Mitzvah of Kshira in the Yad, not in the Rosh. Minyan HaMitzvahs, the Rambam writes, a mitzvah aleph liyos tefillin ala rosh, just that it should be there, like in the other place he says. In Perak Aleph, a mitzvah hilchos tefillin alach aleph, umeinichin osan ala rosh, here he says liyos tefillin ala rosh, and mitzvah beis lekoshram ala yad, like he says in hilchos tefillin, v'koshin osan ala yad. So the mitzvah's kshir is only on the yad, and so to in the chinuch, tavchaf aleph, Likshur tefillin aliyach, and Rukshat Mosaitech. Lahaniach tefillin ala rosh, feel to the false bene nechas, and Bahayu laniach, it should just be on your head. So the tightening is only on the arm, not on the head. In the rosh, there's no kshira. So therefore, we understand why you make a bracha of lahaniach. Since the bracha is referring to the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh, since the bracha is referring to Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh, you can't say likshur, because there is no kshira in the Shel Rosh. And the truth is that our teretz also works for Rabbeinu Tam, who holds that even if you don't speak, you make a bracha on the Shel Rosh of Al Mitzvahs. Because even according to Rabbeinu Tam, the bracha of Lahaniach is also going on the Shel Rosh. So you're right, you're making a bracha on the Shel Rosh of Al Mitzvahs, but Lahaniach is also going on the Shel Rosh. And so writes the Rosh. In Hilchos Ketanos, Hilchos Tefillin, Simon Yudalit. So you can't say Likshur when you make the bracha on the Shel Yad, but he's also referring to the Shel Rosh. In the Shel Rosh, there is no mitzvah of Kshira. So come to us that we understand why there's no bracha of Likshur as Tefillin, because there is no mitzvah of Kshira on the Tefillin Shel Rosh. Either it means tightening, or it means making the knot. There is no mitzvah on the Shel Rosh, only in the Shel Yad. So how are you going to make a bracha that doesn't stem with the Shel Rosh? Even if you hold the Shel Rosh, gets its own bracha about mitzvahs, but the laniach is also going in the Shel Rosh. You can't make a likshur because there is no kshir on the Shel Rosh. So based on what we were mevar in this sugi, according to Rabbeinu Eliyahu, that it says ukshartem lo sayadech is referring to making a new knot on the Shel Yad. And therefore it says mishas hanachah shas kshir, you place it and then you make the knot. That's the mitzvah. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, ukshartem is also referring to the making of the kesher. Rabbeinu Tam also holds. Mitzvah is telling you the mitzvah to make the kesher. However, there the mitzvah is not every day. The mitzvah is just once. Because Tosa says, "In the economy, Dakti, Rabbeinu Eliyahu, Tzarech Adam, Luke, Shart, Filin, Bechol Yom." For Rabbeinu Tam, Befarish, Dain Tzarech. Rabbeinu Tam says, you don't need to make a bracha, you don't need to be kosher the tefillin every day. You need to be kosher the tefillin once, but it could be when it says in Tarek Shartam. You need to make the kesher, just make the kesher once. The other question is, when does he hold his mitzvah to make this kesher? When it's arm your, on your arm or stop? In the Tshuva Samarit, he says that it's talking about when it's not on your arm. Kshartam laos. Kshartam, you should make the knot. Then afterwards, it's los al yadecha. Is that a kshirutz naos? And he says, Aratzon bo, says the Marit. Hasek shiru behem kifimash and tzaveno v'tar shabal peh kidei shakach yu laos al yadena. You make the knot like we were commanded in the Torah shabal peh, and rather than afterwards it should be an os, and apparently the Ma'arit agrees. In the Tshuvas of the Chassan Sofer in Shari Tefofisim Chavtes, he learns in Tosfos, not like the Ma'arit, that the Kshira is not referring to the tying of the knot, but to the tightening. And not like the Ma'arit, who says the only reason you're tightening it is that it shouldn't fall off. The actual mitzvah is the tying. And it's not so pashut that Tosfos learns that way, but we just at least have some mahalchim just how to understand pashut pshat. Like what's pshat in the word kshira? Is kshira tightening, or is kshira making the knot? And when do you make the knot? So Baruch Hashem, we have a little bit more havan in this sugya. This very chashuv of Tosfos, and in the next year, I hope b'siyata d'shmaya b'tzos Hashem darkenu, we will see a little bit of the shitas haRamban. We should all be zochel lo mod lulam, and we should all laugh at the time of the Rosh Hashanah, and we should all be havo. Amen, v'amen, shalom, shalom, suyis, and most beloved.